This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, here we go on Thursday, February 6, 2025. Thursday, almost Friday. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl weekend, which seems... is it just me or is kind of America doing a collective... It's weird.
It's very quiet.
Yeah.
Very, very quiet. Doesn't seem like it is Super Bowl week. Because, you know, it's always 2 weeks in between the games. It feels like we have another week and a half to get ready for it. And it's like, nope, it's 3 days away.
Do you think we feel like that, though? Because last year it was in Vegas, so the hype was, like, insane for us. And now it's not. I think so, too, because I kind of felt the same way. And then I was like, oh, but I had, like, gigs booked for Super Bowl weekend in Vegas because the energy was crazy here.
Yeah.
It's different than last year.
You were in the middle of your audition?
Oh, my God, dude. Yes.
Yeah, at Super Bowl week. I was. Mm-hmm. It was funny. I watched Pat McAfee for a little while yesterday, and they're live at the Super Bowl. And I was thinking, oh my God, we were in the middle of that last year. And
yeah.
And it was. I'll tell you the truth. It was hard. It was really hard on a million different levels. Just we're auditioning new co-hosts. We're in the middle of this thing where we're kind of spending a little bit of time going, what are we even doing here? I mean, but it was cool. It was cool to be a part of it. And there's part of me while I ended up going, ugh, what a mess that was, going, I kind of miss it because I kind of miss the vibe. And it would be fun to have this show now in this iteration, now that we've been together for a year almost. Mm-hmm. Then it would be fun to go back, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it'd be so much fun.
this group now that we've become this group, we'd get kicked out. We would. They would ask us. We would get asked to leave. They would. Because we didn't. Everybody else. Do they pay? Do you think like ESPN or DraftKings or any of those other people that set up the big, you know, the big giant displays and the big sets?
They have
to. Yeah, they got to pay for that real estate, right?
Yeah.
Well, not us. We weaseled in there for free. And they would ask us to leave. They'd go, we need this space. We need to bring in Zippy and Dippy from Birmingham, Alabama. We need the table.
You know what's so funny, too? I saw this meme, actually, that reminded me of us because you guys are so, like, well-versed on sports. I know, like, a little bit, enough, not really. But I had seen this meme. I didn't understand the whole like basketball trade thing that was going around. Everybody was like freaking out, like the Lakers and the Mavericks. Like, I didn't know any of that.
Luka Doncic. Yeah. Anthony Davis trade.
So stop getting all technical. No one cares.
Yeah. Well, and I don't even know what that language means.
You and I care.
What's a Luka? No, is that like a cleaning device? Anyway,
go ahead. There's a Vegas tie to that. Go ahead,
Mikayla. I didn't understand, but in desperately wanting to understand and have communication with you, I was looking it up and then I found this meme that the girlies were posting and someone said, somebody explain this Luca great in girl terms. And someone said, Destiny's Child just traded Beyonce for TLC for Chili. And I was like, oh my God, are you
now
okay?
I get it. Now I get it. Okay. Now think about this. Somebody, I went to dinner with a buddy of mine last night and he just goes, we were talking about Vegas sports. Cause he's in the business. He's in merchandising. He was the guy that originally opened up the, what do they call it? The Armory. What's the one at T-Mobile? Is that the Armory? Anyway, where you go to buy t-shirts and stuff at Knights games. He started that. That's his business. He started out in concert merch and he's been around the world and he's done all this stuff. And so we were having dinner last night and he goes, think about this. So all the Dallas people are really mad, Michaela, because their boy, you know, when you were looking it up, you probably saw their boy Luca. He's a really great player. And they traded him for a guy that's also a really great player, but he ain't Luca, right?
Right.
So all these Dallas people are upset. Mark Cuban, who used to own the Dallas Mavericks, sold his shares to the Sheldon Adelson family. Is it possible that they're kind of not destroying the team?
Oh my God.
But getting all of the Dallas people to not care as much as they could have before, so that when they move the team to Vegas, that it's not a big deal. I know. All of our faces right now are like, duh, eyes wide open. He was like, yeah. Are they just going ahead and just kind of softening up the fan base? Getting everybody kind of to cool the temperature into, so when they move it to Vegas, they don't get fought on it as much as they might.
Okay, that would make so much sense, because even with the little that I know, I do know Beyonce. And I was like, why would they make that trade? Like, nobody stopped it from happening. I still don't understand.
Well, on the Dallas side, they're saying that Luka doesn't work as hard as he might. He's always injured and he's kind of, you know, and he's kind of out of shape and all this other stuff.
But your point.
Right.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, yes, they're destroying it so they can bring it to Vegas. Yes, a residency.
And you know, we talked about this on yesterday's show. I love to know what makes people tick. I love to know what their motivations are. Mm-hmm. That's usually where I go to. And I didn't even, because I didn't care. But now I care. So the other thought was that there's been some talk. This talk about us getting an NBA team has been forever. Us in Seattle, supposed to come into the league at the same time. Then the talk was that the holdup was that the Vegas group, the Vegas people that might be in line to do this thing, wanted to have a year. They said, you can't bring us in at the same time as Seattle because we want it all to ourselves so that we could build this thing, you know, on our own. And then I started thinking last night, well, wait a minute. They haven't announced anybody. There's nobody. There's no ownership group.
Yeah.
So who is it that's making these demands?
Yeah.
The ones who already have a team in Dallas.
Makes so much sense now.
Fascinating. And if it creates more, you know, if it creates more stir, you know, more people, more stuff for people to talk about, then I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Adele, Usher, and Luca residencies in Las Vegas coming soon.
I was like, you said Adele and Usher, and I'm like, where is she going? Where, what? And then, yes.
Basketball. And
Carrot Top. I was just throwing out names of people and doing stuff.
I love it.
All right, y'all. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Thank you for being here. It's windy fun with the Chet Buchanan Show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick is brought to you by Aroma Retail. Tell me about Aroma Retail.
Listen, this is really cool. You know when you go into the casinos and you smell whatever circulating?
Mandalay Bay sounds like, or smells like Malibu rum.
That's exactly right. Okay, so my scent is the win. I just love how it smells. Mm-hmm. So I went and checked out Aroma Retail, and the scents that you smell in these casinos, they make at Aroma Retail. But what's cool is when you go and you go, hey, I really like the scent of the wind, they'll go, great. They bottle it up. They put it in different ways that you could disperse it in your home or in your car. And it smells incredible. I'm actually using the scent Centaur right now. I have one for my car and one for my house. And it's crazy. I'm a sniff girl, a smell girl. Like, that's my love language. I love smelling good and smelling things.
Yeah, we got to go. I'm sorry. I know you love this, but we, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, I'm good. Really cut sorry. Me off. I'm really
sorry. I kind of have to.
You asked me. I love it.
I know. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. What's your name on the phone?
Allison.
Allison, I didn't realize I was going to know more than I ever wanted to know about Aroma Retail. Do they have smell of sidewalk in front of Caesar's Palace? That's a joke. That's a locals joke. That's a locals joke. You know what I'm talking about there, Allison?
Yeah.
We all know it's not great. All right. This or that. When you're eating wings, flats or drums? Flats or drums?
Drums.
Michaela.
Flats.
I think flats too. If I have to make a choice, fries or tots, Allison?
Tots.
Michaela.
Fries.
Tots. Would you rather be too hot like in the summer or too cold like a week ago?
Ooh, too hot.
Too hot.
I think so too. I like the cold. I like, you know what? I like wearing hoodies. I really do. I like wearing hoodies a lot. Mm-hmm. But man, I don't know. But I'll bet if you ask me the same question in August, I'd tell you too cold. Mm-hmm. I would. I think I would. Stay up late or get up early, Allison?
Stay up late.
Michaela?
Stay up late.
Get up early. Get up early. I like them both. I like them both very much. But I'm a get up early guy, which works for this deal. Light beer, Allison, or craft beer?
Craft.
Michaela.
Craft.
I know you don't drink, but yeah.
But when I did, I loved craft beer.
Light, man, IPA tastes like Christmas tree water to me.
Oh, I love IPAs.
I try, and I just can't. But I think I might have that same thing that I can't eat cilantro either. Tastes like soap. So I've got that extra chromosome. I think that's what it is. Go out and party, Allison, or stay home and chill?
Stay home.
Michaela?
It depends. Both. I guess this week, stay home and chill.
Choose. Stay home and chill. I'm stay home and chill all day long. And if I do go out to party, I'm the guy that like I want to just sit in the corner and watch everybody
observe.
I'm not until I am an active participant, and then oh my goodness, that's not. Yeah,
you are the party.
Unfortunately, yes. I don't know that that's a good thing. Final question, Allison. Who goes with you to the weekend at Allegiant Stadium in July?
Heather.
Right on. Yeah, we like Heather. She's all right. Yeah, she's good people. That'll be fine. For everybody else, tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. For Allison, tickets for the weekend, the After Hours Till Dawn tour at Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, July 5th. Congratulations. Our work is done here.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Michaela, good feeling stories of the day. Sing us in.
Good feeling stories of the day.
I did that one time way back when we first started together. And
I loved it.
Yeah. It was, yeah. So here, or you could sing it like this. Either way, it's brought to you by Michael Men and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Hey, a good story coming out of the Philadelphia jet crash.
Okay.
And you know, there's always a hero in there somewhere. And I, you know, 10-year-old Andre Howard III being praised as a hero. He saved his sister from falling airplane debris. He's 10. You know, obviously we know the medical jet last week in Philadelphia. The boy's dad said he heard his son call for his sister, get down. He grabs her. I hear the glass shatter. This is his dad talking now. I turn around. There's a piece of metal sticking out of my son's head from the plane, Andre's father said.
Oh my God.
The boy needed emergency brain surgery. Reports suggest that he's now in stable condition. His sister, we don't know how old she was, Not a scratch.
Stop. Oh, not my God, babies.
I know.
What a good big brother.
Speaking of kids, the FDA just recently approved a new heart pump for children that will circulate blood while they wait for a transplant. It's smaller than other heart pumps. It used to be that they were big, and so you couldn't use them on kids.
Sure.
So this one's smaller and can be used on younger kids. Doctors say it'll save a whole ton of lives.
Wow.
So that's amazing. Really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I will freely admit that I also will fall into the trap of going, yeah, kids today. A high school's, by and large, and we know this, by and large, yeah. Can they be a pain in the neck sometimes? Of course. So were we. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Oh, my God. Yeah, all kids.
Every generation thinks the generation that comes after them is piece
it's
of
so
garbage.
So annoying. Uh-huh.
A high school senior in Tennessee named Chance Usher Smith won Homecoming King not long ago. The story's just coming out. He's popular, Chance is, so it's not mm-hmm. a big surprise. Mm-hmm. But it's in the news because he is the school's first deaf student to be Homecoming King. And there's a video that's going viral as we speak of his classmates doing silent applause when they announced that he's going to be Homecoming King. So it's like jazz hands, but over your head.
Oh my God. I love everybody. I love this.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so yes. Sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you a little side story. So we had a guy in our class that it was almost, I don't want to say it was a joke, but it was like, hey, he was the manager for the girls basketball team, and he was kind of awkward and not weird, but he was quirky.
Yeah.
You know, he was just kind of a different kid. And he ended up somehow we ended up nominating him for Homecoming King. And we all got together. Like we all got together and said, we're voting for him. This is happening.
I love it.
Made him Homecoming King. I'm telling you, he turned his life around. It led him to, he went into the military where he was a decorated veteran. He got out of the military and became very prominent in the Seattle Police Department. Also became a volunteer firefighter and really became a really great leader. Really,
God bless him.
In our little community. And I'm telling you, that whole thing with being Homecoming King turned his life around.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All good things. And that's why that makes your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Can Show.
KLUC FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry, I've got 14 things running all at once because I was really excited about a couple of things. Number one, do you believe in the morning, is that the happiest time of the day?
No.
It's some people are like, I got to get out of bed. I got to go to work. And we try to help with that. If it is the happiest time of the day, thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Absolutely.
And if we're contributing in any sort of way, we're super grateful for that as well. New study, mornings are actually the happiest time of the day when people are happier, more satisfied, and less downbeat. Most people, not everybody, but most people are just excited about the prospects of what's to come.
I love that. I think that's great. I will say for me, I feel my happiest is when I'm getting into bed at night. I feel like it's a moment where I just feel super grateful, like everything got done or it didn't. I'll have time tomorrow. I feel like mine is like a nighttime. I'm just feeling very grateful and happy. In the morning, I'm like rushing.
In all honesty, what a blessing that is. If you know what I mean, if that's how you feel.
Yeah.
Because that means you've had a great day.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. pretty cool. That's
I kind of
really
feel like
cool.
that though too.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I feel like you're like that though too. I feel like at the end of the day, you're like, all right, we did it. Good.
Kinda. I'm more of, okay, let's go to bed so we can get back at it tomorrow. You know what I mean? So that we're ready to go for the next day. But no, I generally get up and I'm like, all right, let's go tackle this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand it. So hopefully you'll have a great day, and thank you for starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show. Obviously the Altadena wildfires, all the wildfires in Southern California, devastating. There was some teenager in Altadena that had a Billie Eilish t-shirt that she absolutely loved, and she lost it in the fires, and she posted about it online. Somehow, this is so wild, and that this story pops up, or that this name pops up. Somehow, Meghan Markle gets wind of it. Now, before you go, Meghan Markle, bleh. Meghan Markle goes, well, I can fix this, and called Billie Eilish.
Love it.
Incredible.
And this girl now has an entire box of signed Billie Eilish stuff. Oh, here we go. Meghan Markle initially encountered the young girl's mother while visiting Altadena with her husband, and she promised the woman that she would replace the t-shirt lost in the fire. Oh, so they're talking. That's how it went. They're talking, and my daughter lost this shirt, and she's devastated.
I have to tell you, I interviewed Billie Eilish right when she was like kind of first coming out. She was still young. I think she's like only 17. She was so kind.
Yeah.
And so down to earth.
Yeah.
Like, in a different way, like she had like a light around her, like just a good human. This does not surprise me at all.
This gets better. It gets better. So you would think it's Meghan Markle, right?
Yeah.
You would think she would have a direct line to Billie Eilish.
Sure.
No. She asked her buddy, Adam Levine, to make the connection. She's God. I don't know Billie Eilish. You know who knows Billie Eilish? Adam. So Adam Levine made the connection with Billie Eilish, and then they get all the stuff, and there you go.
Love it. Love it. Love when celebrities are doing good. Also, big love to Altadena. One of my best friends lost his home there, and those people are just wonderful and still in such good spirits.
Yeah, and I don't know if, I mean, you know, we hear a lot about Meghan Markle not being a great person, you know, that kind of thing, but
it sounds like a great person.
I don't know. Well, you know, here's the other thing too. You know, everybody's not pure evil. We get, sometimes you get these ideas about, you know, just about, and especially celebrities and people you see in the news. They go, they're a horrible person. They're just you know, you think that they're walking down the street kicking puppies.
Sure.
You know, and shoving old people over and stuff like that. They're just, you know, they're not. So that's good. All right, now Billie Eilish, we can play the song. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up in just moments. Hang on.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Woo. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Admittedly, I had not dug too deep on that happiest part of the day thing that we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They analyzed 50,000 people they studied. That's a big study.
Wow. Yeah.
And they did it over 2 years. Regardless of the day, a person wakes up in a good mood, and that's generally the best that you're going to feel all day, which that kind of makes sense. It's a bit of a roller coaster after that. There's a big dip right before lunch. Between 10:30 and 11:30. That's usually, you know, and I get that, because that's when you're bogged down with everything from the day. You're just trying to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another big surge of happiness around 6 p.m. when a lot of people get off work and they get home to their family.
Yeah.
There is a downturn. So you and I are a little different, Michaela. There's a downturn throughout the evening, and the least happy time is whenever you go to bed.
I can see that too, though. Yeah. The anxiety of everything probably hits. Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. Huh. You and I are just different. That's it. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know what? And maybe that's the, you know, because we do all right. And maybe that's the key. that we're good, that we've got that gratefulness at the end of the day.
Totally.
I always know if I'm having a hard time, true story, I had a conversation. I struggle a little bit. I struggle with stuff every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I was talking with my wife about it. I have found that if I'm having a rough time with something, I usually just got to throw a little more love at it. I've just got to remember that I love it. And I've got to throw some gratefulness and thankfulness at it and just go and kind of a reset.
Listen, it changes everything. It sounds so live, laugh, love, but it really does make a difference.
Yeah. It's literally cursive writing on your dining room wall. It's,
exactly.
Right next to the sign in your kitchen that says, bless this mess. Uh-huh. Stupid. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. OG Summerlin, the Pueblos, Galleria, Whitney Ranch, Old Southwest, and Spring Valley all have one win each. West Las Vegas, Green Valley Ranch. Where? I'm surprised we don't have more Green Valley Ranch.
I know.
Boca Park, with all the calls that we get on this show from Boca Park, and downtown Summerlin, those all have two wins each. I mean, the easy answer is that, you know, that we get a lot of calls from Boca Park, but the people aren't very smart. I would never say that.
Brilliant down there.
I agree.
Our little geniuses.
I agree. Listen,
favorite target over there.
I'm just analyzing the numbers. That's all. I would never say that. Paradise, Santa Fe, East Side, and North Las Vegas. Although, by the way, I live in Summerlin South, and there's not even a whiff of Summerlin South on this board. So
I know.
Take that for whatever you want to take it as. Paradise, Santa Fe, East Side, North Las Vegas with three wins. Enterprise, Cadence, West Henderson, Weehee, they all have four. Summerlin South, we've got five. Well, the dummy from Summerlin South can't count. Summerlin South, it's right there on the top. Summerlin South, Wagon Wheel, Coronado, Anthem, Southern Highlands, Southwest, and Inspirata all with five wins each. Best of the West, Mountain's Edge with six. Centennial Hills all alone in fifth place with seven wins. Handertucky got eight. Rhodes Ranch and Silverado Ranch, nine wins each. Aliante in double figures with 10. And Sunrise Manor,
the city of champions,
leading the pack with 12 wins total. Our good friend, Danielle Oberlander of downtown Summerlin, is a two-time champion. We've put the pit bull tickets in there for her to take a shot at because she hasn't won those yet. So those are up for grabs and a chance for you to maybe get a pair of Valentine's earrings from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring store. Plus, we've got weekend tickets for you to win. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow for that Allegiant Stadium show in July. You could win yours now. So if you're the new champion, you get your choice. If Danielle wins, she's going to go see Pitbull. Regardless, we need you to call 702-364-9898. Be caller number 25 right now. We ready, Mika?
Ready, baby.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
In the morning, the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Danielle Oberlander of downtown Summerlin is back to defend her title and the honor of the good, hardworking people of downtown Summerlin. Morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you today?
Everything's amazing. That's accurate. You haven't won Pitbull tickets yet, right?
I have.
We'd like for you to stay in the car while it's moving, please. Please stay in the car.
Oh, no.
Hands and feet inside the vehicle while it's moving. Adrian, who's our challenger today?
We got Nicole Perez from Aliante.
Yes, we do. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Aliante trying to move one step closer to the top spot. They've got 10 wins overall. Sunrise Manor has 12. They're trying to move a little bit closer. Everybody buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer, but do not answer until we call on you, because it often happens that people think they got in first, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. And you don't want your challenger, your competitor, to benefit from your brilliance. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If neither one of you are able to answer a question, I'll get a chance to steal it. And again, in an everybody wins situation, you really don't want me to be the first of three, because in that case, nobody gets nothing. And that's not good. Your quizmaster is the one, the only, Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
This Kardashian says she works out so much so she can look good when she's with her partners, and her ex, Tristan, agrees that she does look good. What's her name?
Danielle.
Danielle, what is your answer, please?
Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, we're talking about Khloe Kardashian. And by the way, good for her, what she, over the last decade, what she's done.
Yeah.
Because remember, there were unkind things and jokes that were made about
her. They were so mean to her.
So
and I don't know
mean.
If you ever saw the interview where she talked about it, but it was pretty emotional. And you got to remember, these women are still humans. It was terrible. She looks beautiful.
We had a big fight on this show one day, off the air. Not this group, but because this voice was being made in reference to Khloe Kardashian. And I was like, you can't do that. It was like, it's just a joke. And it was like, it turned into a big knockdown drag out.
Good
I got you, Khloe. I got you. I had you back then. I got you back now.
Listen, Chad, I love that about you. Really, I'm glad you did that. That's a big
thank
deal.
You. Yep. Thank you for noticing. Yep. Our champion leads 1-0.
Comedian Alana Glazer is developing a reboot about four best friends navigating life and love.
Nicole.
I think Nicole got in first.
Sex in the City?
Is it? Wow.
Yay!
Good one. Adrian, were you going to say Friends?
No, I was just like, I think that's dope. I didn't know that was happening. That's cool.
I didn't know it was happening
good
either.
For her.
And I would have answered Friends. And I would have. Okay, so are we excited about a Sex and the City reboot?
Yes. And I love Ilana Glazer. I don't know if you guys ever saw the show Broad City, but it's very, very
legendary.
Legendary
show. So shout out to her. But I don't care about Sex and the City. Anyway.
No, apparently you and I need to get on board. So I'll tell you what.
I'll start Penguin. You start Sex and the City.
we're tied at, well, okay, I don't want to go that far. We're tied at one. No, really, we're tied at one.
Yeah, I'm going to answer the next question. My God. This actress turned TV host, best known for her roles in movies like Sister Act and Karina.
Nicole.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Is she right? Because I didn't even hear the question. You're good. Look at that. What was the question?
This actress turned TV host best for her known roles in Sister Act and Karina.
Sure.
Says she is not a part of a new weight loss commercial coming out. It is fake.
AI strikes again.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole with 2. Danielle with 1. On the verge of a new champion.
Ex-wife to Tom Brady and ex-supermodel for Victoria's Secret just gave birth.
Nicole for the win.
Giselle Bundchen.
Is it Giselle Bundchen? We have a brand new champion.
Ah!
How about that? Danielle, what happened? Were you trying to answer and we just couldn't hear you?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, I wonder if the dreaded phone monster, can I tell you something? Cell service, and this isn't a knock on anybody or anything. Cell service at downtown Summerlin is absolute trash. And I wonder if that, I believe she was about to say, I agree, but wow, the dreaded phone monster may have jumped up and got our champion. Regardless, Nicole Perez Valiante, brand new champion. Aliante now only one win behind Sunrise Manor for supremacy in the valley. You have a choice. Do you want Pitbull tickets or do you want the weekend tickets?
Pitbull, please.
We're going to give her Pitbull. That means Danielle. Okay, Danielle's already won weekend, right, Adrian?
Yes, and Pitbull.
Oh, she already won Pitbull?
Yes.
Did she say that earlier and I just didn't hear her because her phone was cutting out and I just plowed ahead?
Yeah, so her signal.
So we can give her Hosier tickets.
Yes, we can. We have the power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even though Danielle, you are no longer the we have the power, says Adrian. Yeah, that's great. Even though you are no longer the champion, you're not going away empty-handed. We're gonna give you tickets to go see Hosier T-Mobile Arena Sunday, October 5th. Tickets go on sale today at 2 for everybody else. So Danielle with Hosier tickets. Nicole, the brand new champion, she's got Pitbull tickets and qualifies to win Valentine earrings from Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. And everybody wins on Michaela's hometown throwdown.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
My mind is straight up blown now that I just news update came in. Clark County had over 500 heat related deaths in 2024.
That's crazy.
If you'd ask me, how many people do you think died from the heat? I don't know, six.
Maybe.
That's what I would have. I wouldn't have believed.
Really?
But 500?
No way.
I believe it with the amount of people that go hiking and go to Red Rock. If that's included in Clark County, right? Then I would assume.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
people are smart with that, man. I don't think they're smart with that.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Not as smart as they ought to be. Oh, I know. Oh, I'm wearing a hat.
I'm hydrated. And then nope.
I got my Yeti.
Those whatever. Yetis, my God.
Wow, 500 though.
That's a lot.
Jeez. Who's taking the 177 second survey?
We got Jesse Church from the Chills.
What up?
I'm talking about being hydrated.
I had to think about that for a second. The Chills. Oh, Centennial Hills. Gotcha. Oh, I got it. Hey, Jess.
Hey, how are you?
We're pretty good. Now here's the thing. These Super Bowl prop bets to me are just fascinating because it's a mind, you know what? It messes with your head a little bit. Because to me, the answers are obvious. But are they? You know, I would end up losing my house and the kids that I don't have, their college fund, all of it on this deal. Do you believe? So which way are you putting your money, Jesse? Will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift after the game if the Chiefs win?
No.
Will he propose if they lose?
No.
Wouldn't you be pure evil if you just lost the Super Bowl, but you completely stole the Eagles' thunder by proposing to Taylor Swift?
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's not a bad strategy for the Kelce.
That's pure evil. Do you believe, Jesse, that a coach or a player will cry during the national anthem?
Yes.
Michaela.
Definitely.
Adrian.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to put money on that. There's always at least one. Do you believe, Jesse, that a quarterback will catch a pass in this year's Super Bowl?
Yes.
Michaela.
Yeah.
Adrian.
No.
Here's what's funny. The Philly special, you know, when they won the Super Bowl last time, that's what it was the quarterback caught a pass. I think they'll work something up and Mahomes will catch a pass. I do. Not a lot of people are taking that bet, by the way. Less than 6%, as the numbers stand right now, are taking that bet. What color of Gatorade do you believe will be poured on the winning coach? Jesse.
Red.
I would have said red, too. Michaela.
Blue.
Adrian.
Purple or orange, depending on which team wins.
Purple has the best odds. Who do you think is going to be purple?
The Chiefs, orange for the Eagles.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
You're really sure of that?
Yeah.
I've never seen you be so...
You got to speak it into existence.
I know. My trust for you is immense.
I got a guy. I got sources.
Seriously, when he answered that, didn't he look like a serial killer?
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen him so sure of anything.
I was like, I'll put money on that. 1,000,000% with that confidence.
I was like, okay, sir. Whatever you say, just don't hurt me. Who will the MVP of the Super Bowl mention first? Jesse.
I don't know.
The Lord.
Yeah. Jesus.
God.
Adrian?
Yeah, Jesus.
We're all going with Jesus. Jesucristo.
Yep.
See, como no. Yeah, right. Also, teammates. I got to thank my teammates. Sure. So, Kendrick Lamar mentioning Drake during the halftime show. Duh. Right, Jesse?
Yep.
Let me ask you this one. Does he go through it? Does he go through if not like us? And does he call him a pedo? He's got to. He has to. You don't think so?
Yeah.
Adrian, you're shaking your head.
I'm going reverse. I'm saying no. He performs, but he doesn't mention them because he's going to make the crowd do it. The crowd will do all of it for him.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. No. And he's that's been his deal. Having everybody, you know, having everybody saying A minor.
Yep. So that's what's going to happen. Brilliant play too.
Oh man, and that's Yeah, and that's a technicality that you lose your money on. I think our work is done here. Have fun at the weekend, the After Hours Till Dawn Tour at Allegiant Stadium, Saturday, July 5th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., but you have yours now.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Almost a Friday, Thursday, February 6th, 2025. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Of course, Michaela Gordon is here. If you call us at 702-364-9898, the first voice you will talk to is our producer, Adrian Hernandez. So technology, of course, Michaela, has made it easier to catch cheaters.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Although not always in the most obvious way. This is the story of getting tripped up by sweet discounted jeans. Last month, a woman went online to ask people for cleaning tips. She's noticing that everything in her house had this, you know, it was like turning green. It was this weird green on it. And she couldn't figure out what was causing it. It was showing up on her couch cushions, her bed sheets, on the carpet, her own socks, her phone charger. Her cat even had a tinge of green to him or her. So in her posts about it, she's showing pictures where you could clearly see that this is actually happening. So people said, you should test for mold. She did. That wasn't it.
Good.
Maybe it's your detergent. No, it's not it either. One person, in the midst of all the theories, of course, you know, internet experts on everything, one person suggested that it could be brand new jeans from Old Navy. Because what do we all know? If you buy jeans from Old Navy, especially, well, no matter what color they are, uh-huh, you got to wash them first because otherwise it gets everywhere.
They stain you. Yeah.
We all know. The woman goes, no. My husband and I, we're not jeans people. Somebody else then, because the internet, also we're all internet comedians.
Oh my God.
Somebody else comments, imagine this is how you discover he's having an affair with some Old Navy wearing hoochie from the cat turning green.
Oh my God.
And apparently that is what was happening.
Could you imagine?
The woman later posted an update saying that she did not take this comment seriously at first, but her husband, then she started to think about it, and he had been acting a little shady. So she checks the bank statement. Nah, nothing from Old Navy. Nothing. She didn't see anything, but then she decided to dig deeper, looked through his phone, found evidence of an affair, and yes, the other woman was wearing what?
Old Navy.
Not sure if it was Old Navy or not, but she was wearing green jeans. One can only imagine.
Wow.
And, you know, you put the dots together. The random commentator who jokingly suggested the affair initially said, imagine this is how you find out, saw the woman's update and said, I was the one who commented about the jeans. I'm screaming. Sorry you found out like this, but glad the truth came out.
Oh, my God.
So, but do you think this was one? Was this one time with the jeans, or was this multiple things? I mean,
I feel like I would just be more upset about the fact that my husband was cheating on me with somebody with such poor taste. Like, girl.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Icing on the cake, for real.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, it stands to reason that if you cannot afford an Uber, you probably cannot afford to purchase a new car.
Ugh.
Obviously, there's a story that goes along with this.
Mm-hmm.
A while back, how about maybe a mini version of fill in the blank? A while back, a man in the great state of
Missouri,
Florida. It's always Florida. Isn't it always Florida?
Yes.
I don't. What comes out of Florida? They still doing oranges? I don't know, but we get great stories every day.
Yeah.
Their greatest export is these stories. Same as Jason Vargesco. He went to what kind of dealership?
It's for Ford.
Hyundai.
Okay.
Went to a Hyundai dealership to finance him a new car. They looked into it. They said, no, you don't qualify. Jason got upset and blanked a car on the lot.
Kicked it.
Stole it.
Okay. Good for you.
He mad. Yeah. He mad. So he just went and he said, well, you're not going to give me financing. I'm just taking it. Listen,
I feel that more than anything right now in this financial climate.
To his credit, he noticed that the blanks were left in the blank.
Keys left in the car.
In the ignition, sure. And he got away with it, sort of, for a minute. The authorities did not have a problem tracking Jason down for two reasons. Number one, the car had GPS on it.
Obviously.
They do that. Jason. You know, they do that now. They got them all low-jacked or whatever for, you know, until they sell them. And then number two, Jason was trying to get financing, as you may recall, so...
Oh, my God. They had a social and everything. Jason, get on praying. Oh, my God.
Believe it or not, it gets better. Jason admitted to police that he stole the car because they wouldn't give him a loan. But he said he had a good alibi. He had a good excuse anyway.
Okay.
He said he had no choice because he had spent his last $50 on an Uber to the dealership.
Oh, that sucks. Okay.
Oh, you don't even have a down payment. Give me that 0% financing. Yeah, I don't know. He was hit with a felony count of vehicle theft and yeah.
Yeah, dude. Listen, I get it. I 1 year got rid of my car and just spent money on Uber to see if I would save any money. I didn't. I didn't save any money. It was very expensive.
Was this in LA?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so were you trying to run to auditions? You were doing the radio show.
Yeah, I thought that it would be more beneficial if I just had an Uber because everything was so close. So I got rid of my car and I just had this Uber. And honestly, it was not helpful at all. I thought by saving gas, it wasn't. Don't even try it.
If you know anything about LA, I did some shows out of the Odyssey building, which is over on Wilshire. Mm-hmm. And it was mostly when I was doing gigs like down by the Staples Center.
Yeah.
That was a $40 Uber ride.
I know, dude. It's closer than it is. I thought it was like Sex in the City, Carrie, just catching taxis. I wasn't. I went broke. So don't do that.
I thought it was Sex in the City and not the good parts.
Yeah, I was living on Tavern on the Green. It turns out McDonald's.
No, you weren't.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, do you see this look on my face of confusion and shock and amazement? I got to dig deeper on this, but there are currently 44 active national emergencies in the United States as we speak. 44 active national emergencies. One of them goes all the way back to 1979.
I feel like I don't understand.
Exactly. That was the look on my face.
Okay, good. Because I wanted to.
This must be like there's the climate crisis, you know, or something like that. Or, oh no, it's an emergency. The spotted boll weevil is almost extinct. It's got to be stuff like that or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's weirding me out.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking, like, it's weird to have an emergency that's lasted since the 70s. You know, like, we should probably take care of that then. Emergency is a strong word.
Not to make this political, but yeah, this is... All right, get Elon Musk on that. You know what I mean? If we're gonna try and efficient, you know, make everything efficient and whatnot, maybe we should clean up some of this too.
Yeah.
Put that on the list. Do you know what a kangaroo word is?
No.
A kangaroo word, I've never heard of this, is a word that contains all the letters of a synonym. So the word chicken has all the letters for the word hen inside of it. A synonym for chicken, I get. Or masculine, this is so dumb. Or masculine contains the word male. That's unbelievably useless. Whoever felt the need to put that out there. I'm almost a little embarrassed for even bringing it up.
Now look at my face, because it matched your face at the beginning of this segment.
You know those days where I go, God, these are the best More You Know Before We Go ever. You know, I say that about every couple of weeks. I'm like, oh God, these are really good today.
Yep.
Today is not that day.
Okay. That's all right.
It's just not. An ox. Do you want to hear about an ox or do you want to hear about rats?
You started it.
Do you want to hear about an ox or rats?
Ox.
An ox is just a cow that's been domesticated and probably castrated and trained to pull stuff.
An ox is just a cow. Okay.
You know what? And just because I'm down the path and this is such a dumpster fire. Rats, as you may know, are very impressive breeders. How impressive are they? One pair of rats have the potential to produce 15,000 descendants in 1 year.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. That's so gross.
Young rats reach their sexual peak at just 2 to 3 months old.
Okay. I'm all for that reaching the peak. It's just 15,000 rats.
Thank God it's almost Friday. Let's get out of here. Yeah. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us. Thank God it's Friday almost. Follow us at 985 KLUC.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, brand new interview with the WWE Hall of Famer, the Lucha Libre legend, the one, the only, Rey Mysterio. Go check it out. It's on the Odyssey app. Go search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez to listen to the entire interview.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I will be at Nowhere Lounge tonight. Come by and see me at the Fontainebleau.
If you listen closely to this show, it'll sound mostly the same, sort of, kind of. Mm-hmm. We're out of here. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm out of this point.
Aloha.
I haven't taken a legit vacation. And I'm always, if I'm traveling, it's usually to go do something. There's usually a microphone of some sort involved. This will be no microphones for a week. I'll see you back here after President's Day, which, believe it or not, is not this coming Monday, but the next one after that.
Oh my God.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. We'll see you back here in a few days. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.